Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by Aqua Systems and GAF Roofing. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right. Welcome to Ride at Home with Rich. Good Saturday afternoon and a great, great, finally warm outside Saturday afternoon. It is. We are finally getting some temperatures that can start to feel like we're getting close to summer outside. And so I thought today, maybe we could keep our topics outdoors. So we can talk about entry doors. We can talk about some apps and some computer programs that help us design your outdoor projects. We can talk about decks versus patios. So which would you prefer, or which is best for your home? That might be the better question. So all of that and more right here for the next hour. And also remember, every week, smack dab in the middle of the show, my Ride at Home hack. Today, you can find out how to prevent and clean water spots off of your plumbing fixtures. So stick with me for that in the middle of the show. You're not going to want to miss it. But don't forget, main topic, I'm also here to help you, the homeowner, answer any questions that you may have about your home. So you can give me a call today, right now, for the next hour, 314-241-9797. You know, let's talk about your doors, your patios, your decks, your outdoor projects, or have you noticed any leaks? You know, we have had quite a bit of rain, you know, on and off for the past couple of weeks. So you probably noticed the trees, the grass, everything's looking good. Everything's looking green. We've got some garden areas in my neighborhood that people can rent and plant these gardens. And when we walk in the evening, we always stop and look, and they're doing so good right now with all this rain that we've had. But has it caused leaks? Have you fixed a leak maybe 2 or 3 times, and now you're really after a more permanent solution and trying to get to the bottom of what's actually happened? Let's, you know, stop the Band-Aids and start the true solutions for you. And today we can have all that information for you. Feel free to give me a call right now for the next hour, 314-241-9797, or from far away, 866-455-9797. 9797. And I want to remind everybody, because this is the last weekend I will get to remind you about our upcoming accessible design webinar here at Mosby. So this week, May 26th at 11:30 a.m., kind of a lunchtime event for about an hour, our designers will talk about accessible design, living life to the fullest, be comfortable in your home, get everything you can out of your home, make it last for you for time to come. So, Mosby's CAP certified designer, Shannon Cross, is going to discuss, ways to remodel your home to ensure that it's safe and usable as you age in your home. So don't miss that. May 26th, you can go online and see what it's all about and register for it so we have a count and everything. MosbyBuildingArts.com or callmosby.com, like the phone, CALLMOSBY.com/seminars. Take you right to it and get that information about sticking around in your home. And with the market today, it is definitely hard to shop and to buy and to purchase, and you're overspending and all this stuff buying new homes. So make your home a place you can stay and enjoy and absolutely love. And we can help you with that this week. And speaking of running around, helping people, doing stuff, I want to get into my On the Road with Rich segment here, because, I see a lot of people in the past week, and this has kind of brought on some of these doors and stuff. I saw a great repeat client of mine, was looking for a new front door. And back in 2009, I believe, we had done some roofing repairs and some water drainage repairs. And during that job, we kind of adjusted and fixed up her front door to just make it last a little longer, work a little better for a while. She was having some issues with it. It lasted about 11 years, maybe 12, until finally it just got old enough and, it just wasn't in a state where it could be adjusted and repaired anymore. And it was just time to really get into that new door for her. And, it was really cool because we have this app that from Provia, the source where we buy our doors and windows, or a lot of them, maybe not all of them. But so they've got this app on there, because she was really kind of like, we picked some styles and some things we like. She's like, how can I tell if I really am going to like this once it's there and everything? So we stepped outside and we used this Provia app, and I can take a picture of the front of the home, and then I can put the door that we selected with the glass and the color and all the stuff, kind of Photoshop it right into that photo in this app. And then you get a really good look, a kind of a clear look at, oh, wow, this is really what my house is going to look like, with this style. And we were kind of surfing between two or three different glasses and, should the glass be arched or not, or straight. And so we tried about two or three different ones and really found the one that works well, looks well, and she's going to really love for a lot of years to come, on that home. So it's so cool to have these quick apps, these, programs that can help us. And there's tons of them. They can help us measure the house. They can give us 3D, renderings of the house, the roof size, all the siding size, all this stuff. And then we can, change and put the new siding colors on the house and stuff to kind of show you, what it's going to look like if you go with a little bit different color, stuff like that. So there's so many really, really awesome tools out there that can really help us, just show the clients what it's going to be like and set great expectations. What's it going to look like? How's it going to work and function and all of that? And it just gets you to make good decisions that you're confident about and that you really like and enjoy, and then you don't have to worry about what's next or what's going to happen. And so, and another thing happening to Mosby, I want to remind everybody real quick too, we are a great place to work. Find out why we are so good and why, we are top workplace every year, voted by our own employees. So if you like efficiency, quality craftsmanship, knowledge, partnering with Mosby can really be a great home for you. It's been a home for me for almost 20 years now, and we've had two of our other employees that have been honored so far this year with their 20-year anniversaries. Mine will be later this year towards the fall. So, you know, we've had a few of us that got on about the same time, same year, and have been here for an awfully, awfully long time. So we are in the market for an architect, carpenters, bathroom installers, plumbers, designers, electricians. We have room and the growth and the work and the knowledge for everybody to join. So come be a part of the most desired home remodeling company in St. Louis. So I offer you that. I think you will love it. If you are in this industry, come see us, fill out an application, go online, check us out, call Mosby.com. You can see all our employees, all the stuff we do, photos of everything. You will absolutely love it. If you're looking for a great place to work, come join me here. You will absolutely love it. So for now, we're going to get into our first break here. And when we return, we'll have definitely more to come and more of your calls and questions. If you have them, give me a call, 314-241-9797. We'll be right back.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, we are back. And, you know, favorite part of my weekend right here, getting to get with everybody, help everybody out. We're trying some new things across social media and everything. And so this past week, we put out a poll on my social media on Twitter and Facebook. So, and if you're looking for me, I invite you to check it out at Rich Orris for Twitter. And if you search Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook, it will take you right to my page. And you can see my videos of my hack every week. We'll have different, you know, information coming in and out and questions and polls and different fun stuff like that. So we kind of polled everybody this past week on front doors, you know, knowing I wanted to kind of talk about front doors. And so the question was, you know, painted versus stained, you know, which would you prefer, you know, on your house? And about, it was kind of split, about 60%, you know, went with the painted over stained. And you know, you probably got a little bit more versatility with the painted, but what I don't want to do is discredit actual wood doors. So, you know, you can really make a statement and really increase the value of your home with a custom wood door, true, actual custom made wood door. They're very versatile. They're stylish. They can last a very long time. If you think about it, think about a lot of the homes we work on, with Mosby out in Kirkwood and the city and Webster Groves and Brentwood, and some of these, you know, mature neighborhoods have some really old homes, and a ton of them still have the same actual natural wood front door from, you know, 70, 80, 90 years ago or more. And so when you take care of the maintenance and everything, they can really last for you. So, you know, a handcrafted wood entry door can really add to your value for sure. And, you know, we talk a lot about curb appeal and, you know, how a stunning first impression of a home, you know, it's a quick, it's a short thing, but it adds so much value and it really gets people to just immediately start to like what they see. And then they will start to like things they see after that. And when you have something, they know that you've done the maintenance, you take good care of it. So they'll feel better about the things they see once they start coming inside the house and looking around and stuff like that. So according to a study from the University of Alabama and the University of Texas, curb appeal can account for up to 7% of your home's value. So you know, not having good curb appeal, you can automatically take down 7%, which it's kind of a crazy number to me, but you know, it is all about first impressions. You got to be a good with the first impression. So your curb appeal means everything. So if you're looking at, you know, handcrafted wood doors, you know, they can display a lot of craftsmanship from the curb, but they also are very durable, safe, and sustainable. Wood, you know, it kind of radiates like a touchability, a warmth. You really, you know, like connecting with nature. You know, real wood is really nice, and it's a really great thing to have. You know, and it's kind of naturally what other door materials are trying to mimic, you know, so you can get fiberglass and looks a lot like wood, and you can stain it and everything, and you can get different wood species and styles and stuff in fiberglass doors. But, you know, you got to have a really good fiberglass door to not, you know, once you get on it, to not know that, okay, this, I thought it was wood and it really looks beautiful, but it's really not. So a well-made, you know, custom wood door provides a lot of versatility in its sizes and making it fit. They can do anything they want, any of the wood species, you know, moldings and profiles and glazes. You have all these panel options. You know, I even had a client years ago that they did a custom wood front door. And I'm telling you right now, it is really unique. It is really neat. And I guarantee you there is not a door in St. Louis, Missouri that looks like this door. It is one of a kind, absolutely. So if you're after something like that, that can really work. And you can really do something that literally no one else has. Literally. So, and then when you get into the hardware and everything with that, you can be have just as many options and really just as versatile in, you know, what you pick, ranging all the way from like hand forged stuff to high tech new, you know, kind of hardware. They can do that anywhere, you know, and anything on these doors. So it really is a neat way to get what you're after and to be unique. So, you know, there is upkeep, like I was mentioning, you know, Wood doors are, they have longevity, but they do, you know, have some upkeep that you're going to want to do the maintenance and keep up on them in order to keep them in great shape and working. So real wood will have, you know, more maintenance than, you know, just the fiberglass or the steel or something like that, you know, each year. But there, and there are different styles that people really work with, and there are, you know, kind of things that go with actual real wood doors that people are liking and choosing, you know, in today's market and everything. And really one of the coolest and one that comes top of mind is reclaimed wood. So using reclaimed wood can really create a custom door, kind of an earthy friendly option that's, you know, really gaining a lot of traction, and it is unique. It can be a unique look, and you know, it could be more stable than newer growth wood that's being made today. So that can really help actually having a mature, older board that's not gonna expand and contract and do things like that as much, can really help the sustainability of an all wood door like that. Another thing that's really taking off with the front doors is dark colors, dark stains, dark paints, really making a statement with the color of this door. You know, so a darker, richer, you know, painted or stained doorways can really make a statement. And, you know, it works in almost any architectural style. And the darker hues are very versatile and can really work with other neutral colors when paired with, you know, neutral color siding and stuff like that. It just really creates like a bold pop and really makes it, you know, stand out and helps add to that, you know, statement and curb appeal. So, you know, going with a wood door that we always see, you know, happening is making a statement with that whole entryway, that whole porch, kind of from the porch through the door into the entryway. You want to make a statement all the way through. When you do have a really cool, you know, timber door like that, you know, think about some timber framing, you know, on that porch that can kind of go with that wood, and really adding some other dimensions and, you know, an overhang that just creates a real visual, you know, emphasis around your entry door. Make it complement it. And then it's also very good because it offers, you know, some protection from Mother Nature and all of that when you have, you know, that good covering on there. So getting into hardware, like I was mentioning, you know, choosing the wood species and your handcrafted kind of details is really cool. So then when you get into the hardware, you can really help make that door stand out and really get into a wide range of hardware options and add to that look and style of what you're doing. So the custom door is going to have a lot of flexibility, and your hardware can actually have that same flexibility to match and work and just, you know, do great things with that. So it can be fun. It can be personal. It can be unique. It can be only yours when you get into true wood doors. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, fiberglass doors are light and they're a great option and they can last really, really well. The door I was telling you about where I put it in the app and all that, that was a fiberglass door. Very nice, you know, great door. So here at Mosby, we do all of these kinds of things. We can get into all of them for you in any different way, steel, fiberglass, anything you're looking for in your front door, we can figure it out. Custom, Pella, Anderson, Marvin, we get into all the makes, all the brands. We're more, you know, bent on kind of what fits you and your home and the area and the style and all of that than we are, you know, pushing products that we, you know, work with and sell all the time, or that we, you know, maybe they cost us less so you can make more profit and stuff like that. Well, that's what a lot of people are after, and that is definitely not what we are after. So we're going to get into our middle break here, but want to remind everybody, stay right here after the break. After the news will be my right at home hack. So we'll be back with that.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, here we go. We are back. Middle of the show. Right at Home Hack. Preventing and removing water spots from your plumbing fixtures. So, prevention starts with education and understanding why something is happening is really what can then lead you in the first place to how do I prevent this, right? So the question we start with is how water spots are created. So when water evaporates, it leaves behind the minerals that are in that water. So allowing water to evaporate on the surface of your plumbing fixtures is what can lead to the buildup of those mineral deposits, what we call water spots. So to prevent this from occurring, always blot dry any water from the faucet surface. Clean all your fixtures with, you know, damp, non-abrasive sponge, but buff it dry so that it's completely dry and clean so that these water spots will not start on the fixtures and they can look beautiful for a really, really long time. But so let's say you have some water spots. What do you do to remove them? Well, you can start off with just some warm water and a soft, damp cloth. See how that works. If you have some hard water spots or stains, what you're going to want to do is create a 50-50 solution of white vinegar and water. Wash it off with that, but then make sure you rinse the surface thoroughly afterwards and dry it thoroughly so that it will, you know, stop the creation of these water spots in the first place. But if you don't want to mix your own solution, you can try some of the following household cleaners. So Formula 409, the antibacterial all-purpose cleaner is good. Fantastic all-purpose cleaner. Windex in the original glass cleaner works really well. According to all these manufacturers, make sure you follow the manufacturer's use, you know, instructions for these cleaners, but what you want to avoid. So things that can maybe damage the finish on your faucets and plumbing fixtures. You want to avoid any cleaners that are abrasive cleaners, green, Scotch, Bright, heavy duty scrub, you know, sponges are not good. Scrubbing bubbles, bathroom cleaner is not good. Lysol, basin, tub, soft scrub, tile cleaner. So you really got to read about these things because soft scrub sounds like it would work really well, but they all have mild abrasives in them and you don't want to use them on those finishes. Other things you want to make sure, you know, you kind of stay away from is anything that says it removes tarnish or rust because it's going to contain some acids and some caustic agents that can also harm those finishes, and of course, avoid any harsh, you know, abrasives or polishes for those fixtures. So follow these steps and your plumbing finishes will stay spot-free and beautiful for years to come. So if you want to hear this again or any of my other hacks every week, you can find them on my social media, Rich Orris Mosby for Facebook or at Rich Orris for Twitter. So we're going to say goodbye to Facebook Live for right now. Thanks for joining us. And we'll return on 97.1 here. If you have any questions, please feel free to call in 314-241-9797. So for now, let's get into some light design and some semi-custom designs for the exterior of your home. So, because, you know, I was talking about the front door and I was talking about the Provia app and everything of kind of showing what's a front door going to look like? And we have several ways and several different things that we use in order to actually, you know, help people understand what they're getting, really create, you know, an awareness of knowing what you're going to get, understand it, is really top key for being happy and knowing what you're paying for and all of that. And of course, in this, you know, crazy housing market right now, you know, you might want to step back and think about how you can add or you know, work on your own home instead of going out and overpaying and trying to find something different and paying more than they're actually asking for the house, or, you know, going through all this stuff, or like last week we were talking about people skipping the inspections so that they'll choose them to get to buy the house in that. Well, you know, think about upgrading what you have, and we have many ways outside of the home to kind of show you, like that Provia app, show you what that door is going to look like. We have this really cool app called Hover that actually gives us all the dimensions that we need for the outside of the house. So basically going around, taking photos, and it uses, you know, some satellite imagery and stuff in combination on everything. And it can literally give us a full 3D model of the home. And it includes like all the sizes, all the lengths, the roof size, the siding size, all this stuff to it. Is such a helpful tool in delivering great expectations and great answers, you know, for everybody. And then we also have, you know, what we would call our light design process that can show you, you know, some concepts and some 3D renderings and stuff. So if you're looking at, you know, an outdoor patio or a covered patio or a deck or things like that, you know, when we build things like that, we still need some designing. We still need some drawings to show and turn in for permitting and all of that. You know, we'll need to place it on the plot plan and show them kind of like where it's going to be, that we're inside the property lines and, you know, we're fitting all the requirements and stuff. So while we do that, we can also show you 3D renderings of what that patio, roof structure, deck, things like that, how big, how will it work out? You know, how does it look on the house when you pick a certain rail style, things like that? You can actually get to see that and really get some really cool answers. So, you know, being full service design build, we can really show absolutely everything. And we have a really great process for that. But not everything needs the full process. Not everything needs to have, you know, all of the work through the full design process. So, you know, I was just at a client's house last week, and we were talking about some built-in cabinets for their master bedroom. And so they have the backside of a chimney that kind of juts out about 18 inches into their bedroom. It's about 5 feet wide. And, you know, the homeowners always kind of found it a little awkward with each side of that. And I've got kind of this dresser thing over here and a little bigger one over here. And she just, you know, always wanted some kind of built-in or something to try and really fill it in and make it have a purpose. And we kind of was chatting and about, you know, well, how tall do you think you want it to be? Do you want it to hit the ceiling? Maybe we put some crown molding on it. You know, maybe as high as the doors. She's like, I don't know. You know, I'm just not certain. You know, how do I get to know that and understand that? And then we started talking about, you know, how we could go through that light design process. I can get all the measurements I need and get everything in front of a designer, and then they can start drawing in the shape and the sizes and the style of different cabinets and really helping select, you know, what's going to look good, what's going to fit the house. And then I kind of said, you know, what would really be kind of really cool is if all this was that 18 inches deep, and if we covered right over top of that chimney, you know, coming out in the room, where basically you would have like some panels and stuff that match the built-ins that covers up that chimney. So it will look like, instead of a built-in and the walls bumped out in another built-in, it would look like one.
And now, here's Rich's right-at-home hack.
All right, here we go. We are back. Middle of the show. Right-at-home hack. Preventing and removing water spots from your plumbing fixtures. So, prevention starts with education and understanding why something is happening is really what can then lead you in the first place to how do I prevent this, right? So the question we start with is how water spots are created. So when water evaporates, it leaves behind the minerals that are in that water. So allowing water to evaporate on the surface of your plumbing fixtures is what can lead to the buildup of those mineral deposits, what we call water spots. So to prevent this from occurring, always blot dry any water from the faucet surface. Clean all your fixtures with, you know, damp, non-abrasive sponge, but buff it dry so that it's completely dry and clean so that these water spots will not start on the fixtures and they can look beautiful for a really, really long time. But so let's say you have some water spots. What do you do to remove them? Well, you can start off with just some warm water and a soft, damp cloth. See how that works. If you have some hard water spots or stains, what you're going to want to do is create a 50-50 solution of white vinegar and water. Wash it off with that, but then make sure you rinse the surface thoroughly afterwards and dry it thoroughly so that it will, you know, stop the creation of these water spots in the first place. But if you don't want to mix your own solution, you can try some of the following household cleaners. So Formula 409, the antibacterial all-purpose cleaner is good. Fantastic all-purpose cleaner. Windex in the original glass cleaner works really well. According to all these manufacturers, make sure you follow the manufacturer's use, you know, instructions for these cleaners, but what you want to avoid. So things that can maybe damage the finish on your faucets and plumbing fixtures. You want to avoid any cleaners that are abrasive cleaners, green, Scotch, Bright, heavy duty scrub, you know, sponges are not good. Scrubbing bubbles, bathroom cleaner is not good. Lysol, basin, tub, soft scrub, tile cleaner. So you really got to read about these things because soft scrub sounds like it would work really well, but they all have mild abrasives in them and you don't want to use them on those finishes. Other things you want to make sure, you know, you kind of stay away from is anything that says it removes tarnish or rust, because it's going to contain some acids and some caustic agents that can also harm those finishes, and of course, avoid any harsh, you know, abrasives or polishes for those fixtures. So follow these steps and your plumbing finishes will stay spot-free and beautiful for years to come. So if you want to hear this again or any of my other hacks every week, you can find them on my social media, Rich Orris Mosby for Facebook or at Rich Orris for Twitter. So we're going to say goodbye to Facebook Live for right now. Thanks for joining us. And we'll return on 97.1 here. If you have any questions, please feel free to call in 314-241-9797. So for now, let's get into some light design and some semi-custom designs for the exterior of your home. So, because, you know, I was talking about the front door and I was talking about the Provia app and everything of kind of showing what's a front door going to look like? And we have several ways and several different things that we use in order to actually, you know, help people understand what they're getting, really create, you know, an awareness of knowing what you're going to get, understand it, is really top key for being happy and knowing what you're paying for and all of that. And of course, in this, you know, crazy housing market right now, you know, you might want to step back and think about how you can add or you know, work on your own home instead of going out and overpaying and trying to find something different and paying more than they're actually asking for the house or, you know, going through all this stuff. Or like last week, we were talking about people skipping the inspections so that they'll choose them to get to buy the house in that. Well, you know, think about upgrading what you have, and we have many ways outside of the home to kind of show you, like that Provia app, show you what that door is going to look like. We have this really cool app called Hover that actually gives us all the dimensions that we need for the outside of the house. So basically going around taking photos, and it uses, you know, some satellite imagery and stuff in combination on everything. And it can literally give us a full 3D model of the home. And it includes like all the sizes, all the lengths, the roof size, the siding size, all this stuff to it. Is such a helpful tool in delivering great expectations and great answers, you know, for everybody. And then we also have, you know, what we would call our light design process that can show you, you know, some concepts and some 3D renderings and stuff. So if you're looking at, you know, an outdoor patio or a covered patio or a deck or things like that, you know, when we build things like that, we still need some designing. We still need some drawings to show and turn in for permitting and all of that. You know, we'll need to place it on the plot plan and show them kind of like where it's going to be, that we're inside the property lines and, you know, we're fitting all the requirements and stuff. So while we do that, we can also show you 3D renderings of what that patio, roof structure, deck, things like that, how big, how will it work out? You know, how does it look on the house when you pick a certain rail style, things like that? You can actually get to see that and really get some really cool answers. So, you know, being full service design build, we can really show absolutely everything. And we have a really great process for that. But not everything needs the full process. Not everything needs to have, you know, all of the work through the full design process. So, you know, I was just at a client's house last week, and we were talking about some built-in cabinets for their master bedroom. And so they have the backside of a chimney that kind of juts out about 18 inches into their bedroom. It's about 5 feet wide. And, you know, the homeowners always kind of found it a little awkward with each side of that. And I've got kind of this dresser thing over here and a little bigger one over here. And she just, you know, always wanted some kind of built-in or something to try and really fill it in and make it have a purpose. And we kind of was chatting and about, you know, well, how tall do you think you want it to be? Do you want it to hit the ceiling? Maybe we put some crown molding on it. You know, maybe as high as the doors. She's like, I don't know. You know, I'm just not certain. You know, how do I get to know that and understand that? And then we started talking about, you know, how we could go through that light design process. I can get all the measurements I need and get everything in front of a designer, and then they can start drawing in the shape and the sizes and the style of different cabinets and really helping select, you know, what's going to look good, what's going to fit the house. And then I kind of said, you know, what would really be kind of really cool is if all this was that 18 inches deep, and if we covered right over top of that chimney, you know, coming out in the room, where basically you would have like some panels and stuff that match the built-ins that covers up that chimney. So it will look like, instead of a built-in and the walls bumped out and another built-in, it would look like one giant long built-in across the entire wall. Then you're kind of like, oh, wow, wait a minute. Now we've got purpose, because you don't even realize that chimney's there anymore, and you can make it look and match and, you know, be really, really cool and awesome. And so, yeah, she's like, wow, how do I get into this process? Because now, you know, there's so much to see. All of the sudden, and so much to understand. And of course, you know, pricing changes with that. How does it, what style you pick? And, you know, if it's a foot away from the ceiling, or it hits the ceiling, or if we do the panels across that chimney or we don't, this is all going to also change, you know, what the cost of this stuff, you know, comes out at. So as we design, we can also go through our estimating department and everything and figure out, okay, here's your price range for A, here's your price range for B, here's your price range for C. And then you can really make a good educated decision on what do I like the best? You know, what am I willing to invest into this project and make a good educated based decision on how this is going to work and function. And again, like I always stress, we are very service oriented. we are after happy clients. We want our clients to absolutely love us. So getting these answers and setting these expectations so that you understand 100% of it. You know, we even started talking about, what do we do with the outlets that are in the wall? Can we bring them out here? And you know, things like that. And what does code require? Because you could cover the outlets up and just kind of cap them off and make them go away. But all of a sudden now you don't have enough outlets in the room and spaced out appropriately for code. So does that come back to bite you later? And of course, we have our own, you know, licensed electrician. We have our own licensed plumber. We have all these people on staff. So we get into all of this and figure all of this out so that we don't have a lot of those problems. We're minimizing those issues for everybody. So, you know, just that's what makes people understand and happy and get the value in what they're going to purchase and what they're going to get in the end. And it's just the best way to get through it and have, it keeps us happy, it keeps them happy, and everything works out well. So we are going to get into our final break here. I can squeak in a caller. If you have come up with something or you have a question in the last segment, feel free to give me a call, 314-241-9797. But we will take a break and we'll come back with more right after these messages.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, here we go, last segment. And, you know, we're talking about a lot of cool designing, outdoor designs. How can we help you with your home? You know, apps that assist us in doing all of this. And, you know, it just kind of popped into my mind to maybe tell you about our Mosby app, because we, you know, here at Mosby, information is king, and it really, information is what keeps people in the know and understanding and knowing what they're getting and all of this. You got to have a lot of information. So we're kind of what you might call drunk on information here at Mosby, but it creates a lot of success and it creates a lot of happy people, happy clients, happy work getting done, you know, things getting done on time and things like that. So we have basically created over the years our own client reference like management program, and we have an app with that. So all of our workers that are our employees, you know, working in the field, they all, you know, put their time in and clock in and out on this app. So it's great, easy. It eliminated driving around with time cards and, you know, different things like that. And it has a lot of information in it. And so I can look at that and it, you know, it shows, you know, kind of opening it up our company mission, because we want everybody to, even in the company, to understand what we're trying to do and all of that. And there's always a company message that they're always, you know, throwing out there. So like the company message right now in the app is to use a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. So just reminders of things to kind of keep us, you know, the best that we can be. It shows all of our, you know, backlog for the company, how much work we're up against, how many appointments I have, how many projects I have that are open. And it also talks about, down at the bottom, it shows our on-time completion. So our on-time completion rating is us monitoring how effective we are at when we tell people we're going to do something and get it done at this time. How do we do that? So we put that timeline in a construction agreement to say we should be done with your project within X amount of working weeks. We figured it out with myself and estimating and the project manager and everybody. And so right now we are 94% effective. We are human. So of course things happen in construction and remodeling, but that is over 356 projects. So we do a lot of projects. We do, you know, 300 something, 400 something projects in a year. We have a lot of employees, a lot of people on hand to design it and figure it out. And now imagine the information for you, because the thing we're just starting this year and testing out, and we've got a few of our clients, you know, trying it right now, is what we call our client portal, that basically gets you into that app, gets you into that system. And imagine anywhere you are being able to find out any information you want about your project. Project scheduling, you can go right into this client portal and see the actual schedule and go, oh yeah, next week they should be starting drywall. That's great. You can see any of the paperwork that you've signed. You can see, you know, you can have communications with the field, leave notes. They'll leave daily updates and stuff about the project and what happened, you know, each day and stuff like that, so that, you know, you can have a good understanding of what's going on, even while you're not literally right there, you know, looking at it. So it's a great feature, and there's so many great features out there, you know, with today's technology that help us provide and work through, you know, all of this for you. It's quite amazing. And really, in coming out and looking at things, you know, one of the things we were kind of talking about was, you know, a patio or a deck, when you think about, you know, what do you like? And a lot of people are like, yeah, what would you like? What would you prefer? What would you, you know, and I see a lot of people that have patios and they go, well, I really want to just take it to a deck and get rid of the patio and the movement in the ground and all of this. But, you know, there's something to be said for figuring out which really works best for you, your home, and the area. And then you got to know how to build it to make it really good and right. Because sometimes you have a patio because your house is just that close to the ground. So if you're stepping out of a door and going down like just, you know, 1 or 2 8-inch steps to get to your patio, when you build a deck, that deck is very, very close to the ground. So you really have to think and check into the products that you're using and everything. And I see a lot of people, they got, you know, these decks are real close to the ground. They're like, why does this thing keep rotting away? You know, why? Well, because you have no airflow underneath it. And even, you know, so it'll rot wood from the ground moisture so much faster. And then a lot of people, you know, they put these deck coatings on the wood where it literally seals over that board 100%. It's like a bed liner, completely seals it. Well, but you can't seal the bottom of it. So you're letting moisture in from the bottom and not letting it out from the top. And so you think you're keeping all the moisture out, but you can't get the edges, you can't get the sides, and you can't get the bottom. So you're really only protecting, you know, 1/6 of that board. That board has 6 sides and you're protecting one side. So if you could encapsulate that whole board, that'd be awesome. But then you drive screws or nails through that, you know, protection in order to keep it held down. So, you know, there's things in that you got to watch when these decks are really close to the ground. And even with composite materials, you know, I've literally seen firsthand different composite decks over the years that they just can't be that close to the ground. And if you read up, they will say that, like, this material should be at least 4 feet off the ground or something like that. They need airflow underneath it. And I've seen warranty issues get set aside where they're like, nope, your deck's too close to the ground. Should have never used this product. This is not a warranty issue of the product. This is something that should have never been used there. So education, understanding, all of that is really the first step in your whole deck versus patio. You know, what really works best for you, on top of then now, what do you like the best and all of that. So they can both work really well and they can both last a really long time when built well. It's just really a matter of what's going to work best in what you're choosing and then what is the cost in that. And of course, the higher up you pay, the better things you get, the less maintenance you're going to have. But you're, you know, buying it up front to not spend the maintenance can be a really, really good thing and really help the value of the house at the same time. So I highly recommend, you know, like our design process, I highly recommend doing a lot of research and being educated on the project, you know, the products, everything with it. Ask and talk about a lot of open questions to find out, you know, what people are doing or what, you know, they do best and things like that, or what do they really know? You know, if you feed somebody information, they'll almost always answer, yep, we could do that, or yep, you know, we can help you with that. We could absolutely do that. But if they don't offer it or they're not used to it, they still might not deliver the best thing out there. So think about when choosing, you know, a person, a company, someone to do work like that, what are they really offering? And can they really get through a lot and do a lot of things differently? And are they really having, you know, what's best for you in mind? Or are they selling products and different types? Are they trying to offer you something that maybe is not best for you or your neighborhood or your home? You know, things like that, because that's what a lot of people are doing out there. They're trying to sell and push actual products. So, hey, I'm running out of time here, but I had a great time today. A lot of fun. Appreciate everybody tuning in. And I will, you know, hope everybody has have a really good week. And I will look forward to talking to everybody next Saturday right here.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, here we go. Last segment. And, you know, we're talking about a lot of cool designing, outdoor designs. How can we help you with your home? You know, apps that assist us in doing all of this. And, you know, it just kind of popped into my mind to maybe tell you about our Mosby app, because we, you know, here at Mosby, information is king, and it really, information is what keeps people in the know and understanding and knowing what they're getting and all of this. You got to have a lot of information. So we're kind of what you might call drunk on information here at Mosby, but it creates a lot of success and it creates a lot of happy people, happy clients, happy work getting done, you know, things getting done on time and things like that. So we have basically created over the years our own client reference and like management program. And we have an app with that. So all of our workers that are our employees, you know, working in the field, they all, you know, put their time in and clock in and out on this app. So it's great, easy. It eliminated driving around with time cards and, you know, different things like that. And it has a lot of information in it. And so I can look at that and it, you know, it shows, you know, kind of opening it up our company mission, because we want everybody to, even in the company, to understand what we're trying to do and all of that. And there's always a company message that they're always, you know, throwing out there. So like the company message right now in the app is to use a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. So just reminders of things to kind of keep us, you know, the best that we can be. It shows all of our, you know, backlog for the company, how much work we're up against, how many appointments I have, how many projects I have that are open. And it also talks about, down at the bottom, it shows our on-time completion. So our on-time completion rating is us monitoring how effective we are at, when we tell people we're going to do something and get it done at this time, how do we do that? So we put that timeline in a construction agreement to say we should be done with your project within X amount of working weeks. We figured it out with myself and estimating and the project manager and everybody. And so right now we are 94% effective. We are human. So of course things happen in construction and remodeling, but that is over 356 projects. So we do a lot of projects. We do, you know, 300 something, 400 something projects in a year. We have a lot of employees, a lot of people on hand to design it and figure it out. And now imagine the information for you, because the thing we're just starting this year and testing out, and we've got a few of our clients, you know, trying it right now, is what we call our client portal that basically gets you into that app, gets you into that system. And imagine anywhere you are, being able to find out any information you want about your project, project scheduling. You can go right into this client portal and see the actual schedule and go, oh yeah, next week they should be starting drywall. That's great. You can see any of the paperwork that you've signed. You can see, you know, you can have communications with the field, leave notes. They'll leave daily updates and stuff about the project and what happened, you know, each day and stuff like that, so that, you know, you can have a good understanding of what's going on even while you're not literally right there, you know, looking at it. So it's a great feature, and there's so many great features out there, you know, with today's technology that help us provide and work through, you know, all of this for you. It's quite amazing. And really, in coming out and looking at things, you know, one of the things we were kind of talking about was, you know, a patio or a deck. When you think about, you know, what do you like? And a lot of people are like, yeah, what would you like? What would you prefer? What would you, you know, and I see a lot of people that have patios and they go, well, I really want to just take it to a deck and get rid of the patio and the movement in the ground and all of this. But, you know, there's something to be said for figuring out which really works best for you, your home, and the area. And then you got to know how to build it to make it really good and right. Because sometimes you have a patio because your house is just that close to the ground. So if you're stepping out of a door and going down like just, you know, 1 or 2 8-inch steps to get to your patio, when you build a deck, that deck is very, very close to the ground. So you really have to think and check into the products that you're using and everything. And I see a lot of people, they got, you know, these decks are real close to the ground. They're like, why does this thing keep rotting away? You know, why? Well, because you have no airflow underneath it. And even, you know, so it'll rot wood from the ground moisture so much faster. And then a lot of people, you know, they put these deck coatings on the wood where it literally seals over that board 100%. It's like a bed liner, completely seals it. Well, but you can't seal the bottom of it. So you're letting moisture in from the bottom and not letting it out from the top. And so you think you're keeping all the moisture out, but you can't get the edges, you can't get the sides, and you can't get the bottom. So you're really only protecting, you know, 1/6 of that board. That board has 6 sides and you're protecting 1 side. So if you could encapsulate that whole board, that'd be awesome. But then you drive screws or nails through that, you know, protection in order to keep it held down. So, you know, there's things in that that you got to watch when these decks are really close to the ground. And even with composite materials, you know, I've literally seen firsthand different composite decks over the years that they just can't be that close to the ground. And if you read up, they will say that, like, this material should be at least 4 feet off the ground or something like that. They need airflow underneath it. And I've seen warranty issues get set aside where they're like, nope, your deck's too close to the ground. Should have never used this product. This is not a warranty issue of the product. This is something that should have never been used there. So education, understanding, all of that is really the first step in your whole deck versus patio. You know, what really works best for you, on top of then now, what do you like the best and all of that. So they can both work really well and they can both last a really long time when built well. It's just really a matter of what's going to work best in what you're choosing and then what is the cost in that. And of course, the higher up you pay, the better things you get, the less maintenance you're going to have. But you're, you know, buying it up front to not spend the maintenance can be a really, really good thing and really help the value of the house at the same time. So I highly recommend, you know, like our design process, I highly recommend doing a lot of research and being educated on the project, you know, the products, everything with it. Ask and talk about a lot of open questions to find out, you know, what people are doing or what, you know, they do best and things like that, or what do they really know, You know, if you feed somebody information, they'll almost always answer, yep, we could do that, or yep, you know, we can help you with that. We could absolutely do that. But if they don't offer it or they're not used to it, they still might not deliver the best thing out there. So think about when choosing, you know, a person, a company, someone to do work like that, what are they really offering? And can they really get through a lot and do a lot of things differently? And are they really having, you know, what's best for you in mind? Or are they selling products and different types? Are they trying to offer you something that maybe is not best for you or your neighborhood or your home? You know, things like that, because that's what a lot of people are doing out there. They're trying to sell and push actual products. So, hey, I'm running out of time here, but I had a great time today. A lot of fun. Appreciate everybody tuning in. And I will, hope everybody has have a really good week. And I will look forward to talking to everybody next Saturday right here.